For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, you know, like, we've talked a lot about, like, a feminization, you know, men are becoming more feminine.
Right.
Like, that's pretty obvious, right?
Feminization of America, 100%.
Well, men are in decline. And the average strength in men has decreased. Sperm counts are at an all-time low. Depression is at an all-time high. We're not talking about it enough. But it's time to turn things around. The reason? Testosterone levels are under attack from a host of chemicals that we are exposed to every day. Soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and shower gels are full of endocrine disruptors. Vaping destroys enzymes linked to testosterone production. Cell phones in your pocket kill sperm count. Seed oils are in so many foods you don't even realize and block androgen receptors. And unfiltered water in most fruits and vegetables contain chemicals and pesticides that have literally caused feminization of male frogs in studies. There's so many things out there that are causing testosterone decline. More important than ever to be proactive and boosting your own testosterone levels with proven ingredients like the ones found in the Legacy Tet Stat. Here our boy Nick Alves is to save the day for masculinity. TestX9 is a Legacy Sports Nutrition's best-selling product, and so many of our listeners have already used it and reported phenomenal results in their energy, strength, sex drive. Compounding it with T-Assist adds even more proven test-boosting ingredients as well as estrogen inhibitors to ensure that your masculinity stays exactly where it needs to be. Every ingredient in TestX9 is clinically proven to stimulate natural testosterone production, and for complete transparency, there are links posted on the site to external studies for each ingredient so you can make an informed decision. Toxic masculinity is not a thing. Toxins killing masculinity is. Protect yourself and stay healthy. Stop waiting. Level up now at LegacySupps.com and always use the code K100 for a discount and to support the show. That's LegacySupps.com. Level up with the Legacy and use code K100.
Right, and this isn't just an ad. Everything that Disco just said is absolutely true. But you know, as you all know, testosterone, you know, promotes strength, stamina, helps your libido, estrogen control has everything to maintain your testosterone, because as we know, after a certain age, your testosterone starts to naturally dip.
But definitely check out the products that Nick promotes.
And for women's supplements, Mickey James has her own line. But check out everything they do. This is one of our best-selling products. And there's a reason, because it works. And it has a lot of people that come back and keep using. They've been with us for years now because our listeners are using it. Like, we do a lot of stuff for wellness. If you notice, most of our ads are all about wellness, your hygiene, your health. And this is just another example. So get your legacy subs. Boom. We're back with K100 Sports. Let's start it off with a little bit of college football. Did you see the Utah-USC game?
Yes, I did. USC is their defense just stinks. I mean, the quarterback had a better bounce back game, but Utah's it's a very basic, solid team that doesn't really play Pac-12 type football. Because they got good defense, they kind of smash mouth run the ball and stuff. I think so. They're in the mix with Oregon and Washington still for that conference. One of those teams is going to probably be in the BCS, but USC's out of it now. Another team collapsing in the fourth quarter.
And that's two games in a row they've lost. I want to give a shout out. I've been liking Utah for a long time now, but I like that one kid they got, the receiver, the Sione Vaki. Mm-hmm. What a beast.
Yeah.
All those Samoans can go, right?
Right. Alabama's like staying
football.
Yeah. Alabama's staying alive in the national championship picture because they beat Tennessee 34-20 quite handily. That scored 27-0 in the second half. Oklahoma had a scare with UCF, but they're still 7-0 and they're still in the driver's seat in the Big 12. But if they lose, they look like a type of team that if they do lose a game and a Pac-12 goes undefeated, they're like those two conferences look like they're fighting for that fourth spot in the BCS, because like we're pretty much can see that it's going to be the SEC champion is going to go, the Big Ten champion is going to go, unless Florida State drastically stumbles. If they hang on here, it looks like the ACC champion is going to go because they clobbered Duke. But the biggest win of the season so far, it looks like, is Ohio State beating Penn State, bro. Ohio State's defense is a real deal. You know, this is like a different type of team.
Did you see that game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I watched it.
Bro.
Well, Penn State couldn't do anything.
What do you think about Marvin Harrison Jr.? What a fucking beast, just like his dad.
Their offense isn't that great, but they have some great players.
They always have the skill players. They always get a good running back, a good quarterback, a good wide receiver. Always game breakers.
Right. And Michigan now embroiled in controversy. I guess they've been sending staffers
Nine
to teams signings, games.
Stealing.
It's the Bill Belichick thing, which makes me believe, bro. I get, you know, Michigan's getting picked on here. Somebody probably outed them. Bro, you got to know that tons of college teams are
everybody's doing it in every sport.
Of course. Just
bro, for God's sake, they were doing it in the World Series with a trash can with Houston, remember?
Right. And the thing is that, you know, the media is really trying to hype this up. And I think people like us are sitting there going, come on, you got to do
like, right. Yeah, but people that aren't, this, but people that aren't like, because we're sports band geeks, you know, people that are just casual fans are going, oh, really? You know, oh my God, you know,
that's horrible. You know, like,
right. So can't believe they cheat. Right.
Yeah. So there's only this week, there's only one notable game. Well, Ohio State at Wisconsin, but Wisconsin's not ranked, but they're still at the top of the Big Ten West. Okay. Right. So like, you know, but Ohio State should handle them. But the only other game of note this week that has implications.
Utah and Oregon.
This is arguably the biggest, one of the biggest games of the year here, because if Utah wins, all right, then they now could play. If Washington goes undefeated, Okay, the Utah Washington game could be for the Pac-12 the Pac-12 spot. So right. And like I said, I'm looking at all these games this week. This is a very weak.
You've got a rivalry game. You got Florida.
Yeah, but
you got the Gators.
Bro, this just still this team used to be like 3 points, separating them. But Georgia's like a 2-touchdown favorite in this game. You know, nobody thinks that Florida's going to win. Even though they could, but
those
it's like,
rivalry games can be tough. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said, it's a rivalry game.
Yeah, and I think next week we're going to try and get Conrad Thompson on because after this week's games, I believe the BCS rankings come out. We'd like to see what Conrad thinks. These things are shaping up going forward. So since he didn't get to be in our preview a couple months ago that we like to do at the beginning of the year.
Where is the game?
The at Utah, who's a very good
Utah's
home field.
Got a really good home field. Yeah,
yes, they
they're
do.
Really good.
Yes,
yeah.
They do. So
yeah,
get all those Samoans in there and stuff. Right. So it's like, yeah, it's gonna be good. That's gonna be good stuff.
Samoans in the stand.
Yeah. Did you end up getting a chance to watch the UFC?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What did you think of the two main fights?
Well, the first one was Usman.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Versus
Chimaev.
Bro, Chimaev just controlled them on the floor. That's basically it. You know, in the first round, he controlled them on the floor. In the second round, they were more stand up and Usman had a better, better chance.
Right.
And then his corner told him, take him to the floor again because he couldn't get out of it,
Right.
And Usman was not known. I think that was only like the second takedown ever of Usman.
Right. But he got manhandled in the first round and he almost got choked out. Now, so I watched the fight. Michael Bisping said he thought Usman won. There's no way he won because this was Chimaev was dominant on the ground.
He dominated him. Right.
And Usman had a slight edge on the feet. Like if Usman had never gotten taken down, that might have been a 2-1 round five fight in his way because he had an advantage on his feet, which was surprising. I didn't because he packed a pretty good punch against him, but there was just no way he's got mauled in that first round for 5 minutes. So
and I heard Usman say that. I don't know if you heard this, but I heard Usman say that he wished it would have been five rounds. I still think he would have been owned in the five rounds also. And I'm also reading that I think Chimaev broke his hand during the match.
Yeah, broke his hand. The main event. What's his name? Islam kicked Volk right in the head. Right. And bro, then I feel Volk didn't do anything wrong, right? They were actually trading pretty good before that kick.
Right.
But bro, that was it. I don't want to call it a fluke, but Volk had his hand. He was covering up, which was his basic.
Just kind of grazed the top of his head
because he's smaller.
Yeah,
because he's like a few inches smaller than McTavish. He caught him just right above his hand where he was covered himself. Like he caught him in the exact perfect spot, almost a fluke. Like you very rarely get hit. Like when you're protecting yourself, the guy's just to kick you right in the hand. But he caught him in the head, and then that was that. And Volk, afterwards, people ask why did you take this fight? He says, I told Dana White, I just want to keep staying busy.
Right.
I want to fight. I beat that guy.
He even said it after the match.
There was really nobody in the 145s for him because the Mexican guy, he mauled the guy. And that was supposed to be a significant challenge. There's really nobody. But I'll tell you what, this Ilya Topuria guy is going to be a problem for him because if he wins one more fight, he's going to get a shot at him. And this guy can beat Volkanovski. That guy's a stud. Look him up when you get a chance.
He skinned him on the top of the head and then followed up with a bunch of punches. And if you notice, both guys, both Muslims, they got on the mic and they talked about the Israeli-Palestinian war, basically putting over Palestine. And then they did it like in their language.
Yeah.
Those Dagestan guys, when it says Dagestan, you're in trouble, dude. Yeah, all I can say. They had like three guys from Dagestan that night.
When you see the guys with those with that facial hair, you're in trouble.
Right, and going like this before the match.
Right. Conan.
What it do? Boom.
So when fall season comes around, diet is very important because everybody's been known to put on a few pounds. So you want to like really be careful or kind of like be aware of what you eat. So you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Now, if you don't have a lot of time, or even if you like to meal prep, but you don't have time to meal prep. With Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store, the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy to go back to crushing your goals. You can choose from 34 weekly flavor-packed, fresh, never frozen meals, ready to eat in just literally 2 minutes. You level up with Gourmet Plus options, prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time, and you can treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. And if you're busy during the day and you don't have time for lunch, or you got a job and you just are on the go, keep up your energy with the lunch to go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers, and they're ready to eat when you're on the go, and there's no microwave required for you. So looking for calorie-conscious options during the busy season? Try delicious dietitian-approved calorie smart meal with around or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle busy autumn, try Protein Plus Meal with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Now these Factor meals are delicious. You can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons, including breakfast items like our delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, it's a favorite of yours, breakfast skillets. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. We offset 100% of our delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices if you're interested in stuff like that. This September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/K150 and use K150 to get this. This is the biggest discount we've ever had. 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. FACTORMEALS.com. K10050. Food's delicious. Keeps you healthy. Check it out.
You won't go wrong. We all try it. We all like it. It's nutritional. They have vegan things. They have all protein. They have meal plans. I mean, anything you want to do, they'll do it for you. And it tastes great. And it's healthy. As usual, we're into wellness here. So, you know, get your Factor meals. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
Joe, can you bring up, do you have our baseball playoff predictions that we wrote down? Because I know mine are atrocious. I know Conan's been, Conan called Arizona.
Arizona.
Bro, let me tell you something. So Arizona is a 170 underdog to Texas here, okay?
Right.
And I'm liking Arizona because it just seems that, like, Texas may have peaked too early in that series because Garcia went off. He, like, set a record for, like, you know, most RBIs in the series. Like, bro, when that happens, it's like you kind of come back down to earth because we saw the Phillies – Like Bryce Harper was having was setting records for the who did he tie for like home runs? Like, he's got like 15 home runs already in his playoff career, and that's like tied with somebody all time. So it's like when you're setting records,
Adoles?
No, Harper. And so then Harper, then all of a sudden, you know, they were on fire, and like then they just come crashing down the line in a couple games, and they're done and they're out.
Well, the thing was, like, I think it was in the last game, they were like 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
And the thing Joe alluded to, I think it was the seventh inning, they had like two guys on base and Harper struck out. But bro, you got to give credit to their pitchers. You know, their pitchers were on point, you know, Ryan Thompson. I mean, you know, Kelly, and then that rookie guy, Fat, or how do you pronounce his name?
Fat.
He did a good job in game 7, you know.
I like Arizona, bro. They got Gallen and him. Two good. I think they got the pitching advantage, and then bro, they got some like stud hitters that hit home runs, you know, stuff like that. Guys that aren't phased in the moment, that aren't striking out. Like the Braves looked like they were just defeated when they stepped up to play against the Phillies. These Arizona guys got some spunk to them, you know. So I like Arizona in this series. Who do you like?
Bro, Arizona or Texas? Let me just tell you this. Adolis Garcia, who was incredible, he went 4-for-5 in the game 7 with 4 hits, 2 homers, and 5 RBIs.
Yeah, he was just clobbering the ball.
Right. And he's a Cuban guy, you know. Yeah. He played in Japan a few years ago. I mean, he hasn't been in that long. But, bro, these are the guys I wouldn't pitch to in the playoffs. Schwarber, Altuve, Jordan Alvarez was another Cuban guy, kind of like Yasiel Puig. Remember him?
Yes.
Yeah. They call this guy Air. You're like this Air Jordan with the Y.
Well,
I like that name.
So he asked for the predictions. You guys made predictions at the beginning of the playoffs. Conan took the Rangers in that series, and Disco took the Orioles. You guys both took the Braves. At that time,
right.
Conan took the Astros while Disco took Minnesota, the Twins. And then Conan, as we said, took the Diamondbacks while Disco took the Dodgers.
Yeah, I was 3-for-4, so not too bad.
So NFL, let's get to the NFL this week. Last week, my Atlanta Falcons now are 4-2. They won at the Bucks, despite all the turnovers. The Patriots upset the Bills. What's wrong with the Bills? The only games last week of winning teams against each other, the Ravens blew out the Lions. So that was supposed to be a good game, and that was a blowout. And in the other game, the other big game of the week was the Dolphins and the Eagles. Bro, I just, in the year 2023, it just seems that every single week referees are not making are blowing games and blowing calls. Did you see the no call and the pass interference? So it's tied up at 17. Okay, right. Dolphins have a third down. They throw it to Waddle, clearly face masked.
Right.
Okay. Right. And no call. And like, you know, just like, and then now but the Eagles get the ball back. They go, you know, then they win the game. But it's like this obvious, you know, a terrible no call by the referees.
I can't believe the coach didn't review that.
You can't review penalties. You can't review penalties. Yeah. And then also there was another game, another atrocious call. the Steelers and the Rams it's 24-17. The Rams are trying to stop the Steelers from running. The quarterback does a quarterback sneak. His knee touches like a yard shy of the first down marker. Okay. They give him the spot ahead of the marker. They give him the first down, and because the Rams don't have any timeouts, they can't challenge a play. And it was a terrible call. They should have gotten the ball back with over 2 minutes left. And I just can't. Yeah. It's like, it's very frustrating. You know, I just don't understand with still the level of ineptitude with officials these days is that they do not expand the replay stuff.
No, why are they not getting suspended or fined?
I don't know.
You're costing people. This is careers. People are betting on games. People. You know,
there's a lot of money involved.
Coaches can get fired.
Right.
Yeah. They got a lot of power and they fuck up a lot. But bro, the worst thing about Tua is that he'd been making a lot of sloppy plays like early in his career, but he'd been getting everything together. But bro, that pass he did in the fourth quarter where he just like floated it, you know, and the guy came out of nowhere and intercepted it. That was a terrible pass. Yeah. And you know, you got to give Eagles credit. Miami's offense has been potent, you know, and they held them in check.
Yeah.
You know, they out-muscled us, really, you know.
You get the Smash Mouth team, you beat up pretty good against Philadelphia and beat up pretty good against Buffalo. Two, like, tough towns, tough teams, you know, stuff like that.
This is funny because if you remember in college football, they took Hunt out of the game, hurt out of the game to put in Tua, remember, in Alabama?
Right.
Now, Hurt won this game.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
Bro, he throws a lot of interceptions, too. Mm-hmm. Him, I was reading the other day, him and Jimmy Garoppolo are tied for most interceptions.
Yeah. Conan, I had a question for you.
What up?
Have you seen the facial hair on a lot of wrestling fans these days?
Yeah, the neck beards?
Yeah. You know, these guys could use a shave, you think, right?
Yeah.
Well, Joe, you could use a shave too, correct?
Yes, without question.
And he needs a dye job.
You do.
You see, the front does not match the sides.
Right. Well, I shave, and it makes me look more handsome. Would you agree with that?
No. Absolutely.
Well, a lot of the girls do. So no matter why you shave, Harry's has you covered for the best shave of your life at prices you'll love. From the legendary high-quality razors to skin products like a face wash and hydrating lotion, Harry's gives you a premium shave without the premium price tag. It's not that expensive. So I've been using Harry's razors for a long time, and I'm very happy that we have them as a sponsor now, because it's a 5-blade shave. It's not expensive. It comes in a very professional-looking package. If you go to Target and you look at all the razors, the Harry's razors packaging just sticks out, and it's not that expensive. I use it on my face. I like to shave underneath the neck, underneath the chin, on the side. Sometimes I'll shave on the cheek and bring it down into like a goatee. And like, you can do this very simply with a starter set. It's a $13 value for just $3 at harrys.com/K100. It includes a 5-blade German engineer razor, the weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and my favorite thing is a travel cover. So I like to go do staycations at the hotels, and you put your little travel cover on it, doesn't get all the stuff in the package wet. So scheduled delivery for refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other blades. That's super cheap. So Harry's makes the skincare products that will give you the best shave ever. It's got creams, washes, lotions that will keep your skin healthy and hydrated. The blades made in their own factory in Germany. Guys who've tried it say their eighth shave is as sharp as their first. Sleek, ergonomic weighted handles that look great in your bathroom and give you precise control with each swipe. Like I said, I've been using these for years. Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, and they're still offering a no-risk trial. If you don't like your shave, no worries. It's on them. No risk. How simple is that? How easy is that? So get your best shave ever this summer with Harry's razors and skincare products. Get a $13 starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/K100. That's harrys.com/K100 for a $3 starter set. You neckbeards, you got to shave it.
Well, not only that, bro. I like the – a lot of times I'm in a hurry and I'll use a machine, but when I want to get that close shave, I use Harry's shavers. You know, that gives me the close shave that I have, and I don't have like a one-day growth on my face. Excellent product, and if not, we wouldn't be promoting it to you. So check it out. Give it a try.
Yeah, harrys.com/K100. Get your starter set for $3.
All right.
When you go to that URL, the discount will automatically be applied. So,
for your grooming needs, Harry Shavers. Boom.
Last week, remember we talked about how crappy the card was. There's only two teams with winning records playing each other.
Let me mention one more thing. Purdy, who finally had a bad game, is out with concussion protocol. So what's this guy? Donaldson?
He's practicing, though. He's practicing. Oh, he may. This may be just a one-week concussion where he plays. But we'll see. Right. Darnold had a good preseason. So we'll see what happens because they play who do they got? Cincinnati was coming off a bye week with Burrow healthy. So that should be an interesting game. But let's talk about this week again.
Burrow hasn't been healthy since the beginning. Yeah.
Right. So 2 weeks ago or last week, the only two teams with winning records played each other. And I thought, then next week will be better. No. There's only two more other games this week that winning records playing each other. Just two. One of them is the Jaguars and the Steelers. And the Steelers are the most fraudulent 4-2 team I've ever seen because I don't get them because, like, Purdy is ranked like he's like in the Pro Football Focus rankings, he's ranked 33 out of 32 starting quarterbacks. Like his numbers are that bad, right? But the thing that the Steelers have and they win ugly is like, bro, they have like two or three of arguably the best defense, like the top five defensive players in the league. Watt. The Steelers have two of them, and they make those two guys make plays. Big game-changing plays like every single week, multiple times a game. Minkah Fitzpatrick and T.J. Watt, arguably two of the best in their position, and that they're always, like the other team's driving down the field, and then T.J. Watt strip sack fumble recovery.
Right.
You know, Minkah breaks up a pass on third down and like four. You know, so I don't know. They're winning ugly, but like this, that town just loves it. You know, the other two teams of when he played each other, and this is such an underwhelming game. The Cleveland Browns with P.J. Walker as their quarterback at Seattle this week. 2-4-2 teams playing each other. That's the only two games. That's it.
Brutal.
That is it, bro. Like the
what Chiefs, is the Monday Broncos, night game?
Like all the good teams are playing shitty. The Raiders are at the Lions.
Right. That's Monday night.
Yes. So I guess you could call the Bengals 49ers is the marquee game this week because the Bengals are just 3-3. You know, and then Burrow's healthy. The Ravens are playing the Cardinals. The Chiefs are playing the crappy Broncos. The Eagles are playing the Commanders.
Who's Atlanta playing?
Atlanta's playing at the Tennessee Titans, who don't have her on their backup quarterbacks. Right. The Rams are playing the Cowboys. That's kind of like a marquee matchup. And the Vikings are playing the Packers, who now stink. You know, the Vikings are in the mix now for that division. But like all these, just not a lot of marquee matchups. I
think Miami has a bye, right?
No, Miami's playing the Patriots at home, and the Patriots, you know, even though they won last week, they stink. You know, like that's not the type of game that it used to be years ago.
Right.
Let me see. Let's go ahead one more week and see if there's anything on the horizon. Oh, okay. So next week, okay, you got to get up bright and early because we're going to England and the Dolphins are playing the Chiefs. That's a big game, but that's on bright and early at 6:30 in the morning here on the West Coast. Next week, Seahawks at the Ravens. Oh, and also next week, Cowboys and Eagles. And the Sunday night game.
Now that's
next
a rivalry.
Week, if Cincinnati wins, they'll be winner. Bills at the Bengals next week with that playoff implication. So next week, things are looking up. But this week, we're just trying to survive these crappy matchups. Like every week in the NFL, it's like, Jesus.
Okay, I got a couple questions.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go to basketball. What do you think of Wembanyama's debut?
Well, he sucked there for like the first 3.5 quarters, and he had a little run there in the fourth. Underwhelming. He was all right, you know, nothing special.
I thought he looked really good, bro. Pre-game, he did a windmill dunk that was ridiculous,
right?
But he was in foul trouble, you know. Yeah. He got 9 points in the fourth quarter, bro. Like not even a minute into the game, he blocked a Kyrie Irving jump shot, and then later on. But his first basket was just kind of like he dribbled like he was a guard, D.I., and he hit a 25-footer, 30-footer. I mean, he's special and talented. I see him as Rookie of the Year already.
Right.
Yeah.
What
do you think of the Celtics?
I didn't watch it. I didn't really start watching it. I usually like to like see what happens the first week because like some of the guys are hurt right now and not playing. But I'm interested in seeing
the Celtics real good. They look good. So did the Knicks. The Knicks made a ferocious comeback. people complain about losing Marcus Smart because of his defense and leadership. Jrue Holiday's a great defensive player, brings better offense. Porzingis is a freak defensively and offensively, bro. He is great. Did you see Zion?
Yeah. I didn't watch any games yet.
Okay. He's looking good, bro.
Yeah.
You need to see this. Andre Drummond, you know, the center. I think he's on Chicago now. Bro, he stole the ball from Chet Holmgren, who definitely needs to get some protein drinks. Mm-hmm. Stole it from him and then crossed him over, bro. The guy, it was great to see a big guy do that.
Right.
Harden and still being a pain in the ass in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why would you want that guy?
I don't think it says
at that price tag.
I just looked up, you know, the most recent news, and it says that he was denied entry onto the team plane. Like, he wanted to get on the team plane to go for this opening road trip, and security would let him on the plane.
He's been a dick. And yeah, he said he never worked for the owner. He's insulted the owner. What?
Yeah, he's a diva.
And it says here the NBA is investigating whether the Sixers and James Harden are in violation of the league's new player participation policy. We're looking into the facts around James Harden's availability tonight to determine whether a proved reason exists for his lack of participation.
Yeah, he doesn't want to play for the team. He already said it.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
But he'll play Sunday. He'll play Sunday at home, supposedly.
Yeah, because he wants to get paid. He gets paid a lot of money. But he's not being a team player. Go ahead.
I'm just interested in seeing Milwaukee with Damian Lillard right now. That's the one. That's the team I'm interested in.
And Chris Middleton, bro. He's a great third option. Yeah.
Yeah. And also,
and the Bradley Beal.
Well, the Clippers healthy look like they're very, you know, of course, but that's
right.
The
best they're healthy.
That they won. Yeah. Cause they got Cowie, what's his name?
Leonard.
George and Russell Westbrook. And they killed somebody last night. So we'll see. But I'm going to wait about a week and see how this plays out before.
I will say one thing. I hope Zion Williams is healthy the whole season because he's a great, great player and he's always hurt.
Right.
Back to the Harden thing for 1 second. It says here, Harden's situation is an interesting early test of the league's new legislation meant to increase star players' availability for national television games. The Sixers believe Harden could get himself into game shape more officially by remaining at the practice facility. And then it says the NBA's new player participation policy allows teams and players and out for injury, personal reasons, and rare and unusual circumstances. A team can be fined $100,000 for a first offense. So the NBA is pissed that Harden's not playing, and they need a good reason.
Well, not just Harden, everybody, bro. Those guys that were sitting out last year and the people are coming to pay high ticket prices and they're not fucking playing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep, that's wild.
All right. That's been our sports. If you got any comments or anything that you want, send it to k100questions@gmail.com. Keep the letters short so we can read a grip of them. And thank you so much for supporting the show. Spread the word to friend or foe. This has been K100 Sports. Boom.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.